This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. I'm Natalie Haddad with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. New details about a Yoder teen accused of murdering her newborn baby in January. 19-year-old Amy Grace Carr is behind bars accused of planning her baby's killing while still pregnant. Police say Carr searched online ways to harm a fetus. They also found messages on her phone between her and the baby's father about being in labor and strangling the baby after giving birth. Police say Carr buried the baby behind her house. Carr is charged with first-degree murder and tampering with a deceased human body. Now to Jefferson County. Dozens of families are still evacuated while crews battle a fire burning west of Castle Rock. It's burning in a remote area 12 miles south of Conifer. To get to the fire itself, crews have to load up their gear, including chainsaws, and cross the Platte River in a raft. At last check, the fire was burning an estimated 31 acres and was 0% contained. Officials say the fire was likely started by a downed power line. And to Summit County, crews are working another fire there near Silverthorne after an aerial survey yesterday was downgraded to 8 acres. It's caused traffic delays on the eastbound side of I-70, and it's expected to continue at times throughout the weekend. Right now, the fire is about 30% contained. Now to COVID-19 in Colorado. A second vaccinated Coloradan is now $1 million richer. Stephanie Ward of Littleton taking home the big prize after yesterday's Colorado comeback cash drawing. There are still 3 more chances to win the $1 million prize. The next drawings will all take place before July 7th. 2 batches of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines now have the green light for use from the Food and Drug Administration. It clears the way for roughly 10 million doses. The vaccines were produced at the Emergent BioSolutions facility in Baltimore. It marks a significant move considering not a single usable dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from that facility had been approved. The FDA says it did a thorough review of both facility records and quality testing results by the manufacturer before making the decision. And that's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Natalie Haddad. Have a great Saturday.
Staying dry tonight in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, but a couple scattered thunderstorms are possible in Los Animas and Baca counties. A couple of these storms in far southern Colorado could be severe, so if you live in Trinidad or, say, Springfield, those are the places to look out for. Lows down to 58 degrees tonight in Colorado Springs, upper 50s in Pueblo as well. And our Sunday, plenty of morning sunshine, temps to 93 in the Springs, 98 in Pueblo, a couple of afternoon thunderstorms. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.